Your foundation's dug in Zion, your house is built in Sodom, and you wonder why the walls.
Hi, this is Duncan Barr from Johannesburg, South Africa with Xgate Talk. And today I am just thinking on my feet as I speak, but I'm not sure I support the effort to parade the ex-gay agenda in a similar way to the gay agenda. And for this you must see the ex-gay store at the PFOX website at www.cafepress.com/PFOX. I feel that it is the same as walking around with a Christian t-shirt or whatever. It just plays into that whole publicity machine which the Bible speaks out against. In Matthew 6 verse 5, Jesus warns against praying in public for effect, and later he warns that one should not fast for show. To me, this translates into an actions speak louder than words motivation for Christian witness. No amount of sloganeering is going to convince people that it is okay to be ex-gay. When they see the lives of men and women that are walking the talk, they will be convinced. Jesus tells us to make disciples, teaching them to obey all that he has commanded us. If we win Christians in this way, we are discipling them into a way of life that is inherently unchristian in its nature. But the one-on-one relationships win people into a far more enduring and authentic way of life. Besides that fact, it also seems to me that we are using the same tactics as the gay left. They say any publicity is good publicity, but that is a sentiment that belongs in Hollywood and it is alien to Christianity. Jesus eschewed the spotlight and influenced huge numbers of people through his one-on-one interactions. He was moved by individuals. If we were to practice the same methods, we would be true to our roots. Love moved Jesus, not an agenda. He didn't vaunt himself, but rather became as a servant. In Matthew 20, verse 26, we see this. He chose the inauspicious method to get his message across. It would be better for us to be dragged before the courts for refusing to employ gay men and women as clergy or as pastors, refusing to marry gay people because obedience to Christ is preferable to obeying an unjust law. That is the way of the cross. A mug that screams, ex-gay is okay, is not obedience to Christ. I read in the Bible that Christ did not defend himself. He warns that we will receive blessing only through taking the high road. Tertullian said, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. In Matthew 5 verse 10, Jesus says, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. I must say, in all of this I speak to myself and call into question all the times that I have appeared in magazines or newspapers and on radio to defend the ex-gay point of view. But when a desperate man or woman seeks me out because they are drawn to the truth, I can minister Christ to them in love and so win them to the authentic Christ who bids me to lose my life, because then I will gain it. And there endeth the lesson. Spit out the bones. I may have gone a little far, I don't know. I would welcome your comments either via email to dblog@jendu.org, that's dblog@jendu.org, or by clicking on the link below. You can also leave me your audio comments by clicking on the link in the right margin. And once again, that's Duncan Bauer signing off from Johannesburg, South Africa, and I pray that your life will be a witness to Christ. Cheers. Let me see if I'm getting this right. Your foundation is dug in Zion. Your house is